And now for the fourth and last episode. This is the Mucha Linda episode. 7 weeks, we are told, the Buddha sat at the foot of the Bodhi tree and other trees in its vicinity. And in the seventh week, in the middle of the seventh week, there arose a great storm. It was enlightened in the month of May, so 7 weeks takes you into the middle of July, the beginning of the rainy season. And in the east, in India, when it rains at the beginning of the rainy season, it really rains. In a matter of instants, the whole sky becomes black, and rain descends in torrents, not in bucketfuls, but in absolute reservoirs. In this country, we never see anything like it. Here we have our rain evenly distributed throughout the year. But there they get it all in a few weeks. So in great cauldron falls, as it were, it comes pouring and streaming down. So what did the Buddha do? He was out in the open, under a tree, with just a thin robe. So he couldn't do very much about it. But we are taught another figure arose. Out of the undergrowth, out of the shadows, there came Mucha Linda, the serpent king. A great snake, a great serpent. He came and he wrapped his coils round the Buddha. And then he stood with his head, his hood spread over the head of the Buddha, like an umbrella. And in this way, he protected him, we are told, from the downpour. And this incident also is often depicted in Buddhist art. And sometimes it's depicted almost comically. You see a coil of the snake, like a coil of rope, and the Buddha's head just poking out, and the hood, like an umbrella, over him. This is how they depict it. So what happened? The rain disappeared, the storm clouds cleared up, rain stopped, and the serpent king Mucha Linda assumed a different form, a different shape. He assumed the form, we are told, of a beautiful youth, about 16 years of age, and he saluted the Buddha. Now what does all this represent? We're not to take it literally. Some scholars, I'm afraid, try to take it literally, try to force some sort of factual meaning from it and say, oh yes, it's well known in the East, snakes are sometimes quite friendly with holy men, and they come and sit near them, and this is what must have happened. But I'm afraid this sort of interpretation, this sort of explanation, we can't accept. This is pseudo-historical. We're on a different plane, a different level of meaning altogether. So Mucha Linda, the serpent king, represents the forces of the unconscious in their most positive and beneficent aspect. All over the world, as we've already seen, water or the sea or the ocean represents the unconscious. And the Nagas, to use the Indian word, that is the serpents or the dragons, as it's sometimes translated, they represent the forces of the unconscious. In Indian mythology, in Indian legend, Hindu and Buddhist and Jain, the Nagas live in the depths of the ocean. So the Nagas are these powerful, beneficent forces dwelling in the depths of the unconscious mind. And Mucha Linda is the king of the Nagas. So we can see now what he represents, what he stands for. The falling of the rain, the torrential downpour at the beginning of the rainy season, at the end of the 7 weeks, or in the course of the 7 weeks, this represents a sort of baptism, a sort of aspersion. And baptism all over the world, sprinkling with water, pouring water on someone or something, represents the investment of that person, of that object, with all the forces, all the powers of the unconscious mind. As in Christianity, there is a baptism with, or with water and with fire. So it means that when you baptize with water, it represents, it symbolizes something, a baptism with fire, a baptism with the spirit, an investment, as I said, with all the forces of the unconscious mind. And the rain, we saw, fell at the end of the seventh week, the number seven occurring. And Mucha Linda, we are told, wraps himself, wraps his coils seven times round the seated figure of the Buddha. So this is no coincidence, this repetition, as if to emphasize the figure seven. Mucha Linda also represents what the tantras call the chandali, the fiery power, or the fiery one. What Hindus call the kundalini, or the coiled up one, or the serpent power, which represent all the powerful psychic energy surging up inside a person, especially at the time of meditation, through the median nerve. And the seven coils or the winding seven times round, the figure of the Buddha represents the seven psychic centers up which that kundalini passes, or through which it passes, in the course of its ascent. This is what this episode represents. And Mushalinda's assumption of the form of a beautiful 16-year-old youth. This represents the new personality which emerges, which is born as a result of this upward movement, this upward progression of the Chandali, of the Kundalini, of the serpent path. And Mushalinda, in that new form, as a beautiful youth, salutes the Buddha. And this represents the perfect submission of all those powers and forces of the unconscious to the enlightened mind.